Unit 4. Tea houses. Tea houses were once ubiquitous in market towns and other urban centers in China. The mainly male clientele went to tea houses not only to quench their thirst, but also to socialize. To attract more patrons, tea houses provided various forms of entertainment, such as storytelling and puppet theater. Although tea remains the most popular non-alcoholic beverage today, during the 1960s, tea houses virtually disappeared from the Chinese urban landscape, as they were replaced by modern Western-style theaters, cinemas, and the like. In recent years, as the Chinese become more and more affluent, tea houses are making a comeback. Many of the new tea houses feature antique furniture or old farming implements to play on people's sense of nostalgia.
三味书屋
is named after a story by the famous early 20th century writer Lu Xun.
三味书屋
literally means the studio of three flavors, meaning diverse flavors. Women in the workforce. The percentage of women working outside the home is quite high in China. In cities, virtually all women have jobs. As in the U.S., women dominate certain professions, such as teaching and nursing. There are also many women doctors and scientists. In other important areas, however, they haven't yet achieved parity with men. Women who occupy positions of power are still rare. The burden of restructuring the manufacturing industries in the last 20 years has also fallen more heavily on women, as they are more likely to be laid off than their male counterparts. Older, unskilled women, in particular, have difficulty finding a job.